I'm Sasha Shipway. As the roses face the queens, we treat you to not one, but two roses, Sasha Corbin and Nat Haythornthwaite.
I'm Andy Lamb. Storm have had an excellent week, to put it mildly, confirming Joe Tripp, and Pathway head coach Emily Nemeth has also won an award.
And back to Stars training camps for me as we hear from Laura Rudland. Welcome to the Netball Show.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
Sasha, I was just thinking, how soon do we need a new Christmas theme?
Maybe it's like just about a week and a half too early, but I can deal with it when it becomes December. Are you an early Christmas celebrator?
Not really. We could maybe just use the one we've just heard and put a load of sleigh bells over the top.
I like it. Evoking Santa.
Well, before we get started as well, Storm have just announced that more players are out coaching in December. I love this idea and we've mentioned it in the past. Joe Tribb will hear from her a bit later on, and her masterclass is going to be on the 29th of December. She's going to be joined by Georgia Lees. And also, we found out that Mickey's going to be taking part in coaching for coaches as well on the 16th. Plenty more information on our website and surreystorm.co.uk as well.
Great lineup there.
Everything's happening all at once. It's like you refresh your Twitter and there's another bit of news.
There you go. It's just the way the netball world works. Fast-paced, like the sport itself.
So the only place to start this week, England v Malawi. And we've got a heck of a good chance, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I know we talk about it most weeks, but the Commonwealth Games is coming up, so they're both going to be putting out really strong teams. So it's going to really give a good indicator of what form both teams are on. We've beat them before in Test Series, so I have no doubt that we will do that again, but it just depends how we do it.
It's the last game of the year, and Malawi is sixth, so it's going to be an important game.
100%. It's so important for all of the players who will be going out on that court to treat it as if it's the most important game, as if it's a Netball World Cup final or something like that. It's really important, as you said, last game, so we have to get the most out of it as possible. And Tracy will want to see the players doing their utmost because, again, she's going to be picking for Commonwealth and for the Quad Series. So really, really important.
I've been really impressed by people like Beth and Ellie and Nat this year. Nice to see them round off their year, being part of that squad.
Oh, 100%. So well deserved as well. Big fan of Beth, I have to say. Met her a few times and she's really lovely. But yeah, really, really excited to see them all in action, actually.
And Amma and Jade as well. We've seen them over the course of the year, but that partnership and how they lead that group of girls is just getting stronger and stronger by the minute. And as a fan and supporter of our national side as well, it's really good to see.
Absolutely. And both of them bring so much experience, especially from playing abroad as well. So it's really good to see them lead the Roses and see them have fun with it as well. I think they're everything you'd want from leaders. So, yeah, as I said, I just cannot wait to actually see them play. I live for those games.
We promised you not one, but two roses this episode. So who have you been speaking to?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been speaking to, I think this could potentially get confusing for listeners because it might sound like I'm speaking about myself in the third person, which is not happening. But Sasha Corbin, England netballer, well-respected player, over 70 caps. She's absolutely fantastic. And she told me what she thinks Malawi are going to be like to compete against.
You know, I expect that same fierce kind of play that they bring. They're very different in terms of, like, you know, their flair, and, you know, they've got so much power in them athletes. So it'll be about how we can just be clinical and really work the ball to goal and, yeah, just kind of seeing what tactics we can use against them, because it's going to be really important, especially, you know, leading into Commonwealth Games and, you know, just having those games will be important, yeah.
And as you've mentioned, the Commonwealth Games is huge. It's not far off now. You've played in New Zealand for the last year. And how different do you think your style is with the England team following that period over there?
I think just in general, well, I mean, coming back from the kind of where I smashed my knee and I did my ACL and lots of other things in there, you know, even coming back from that has changed my game slightly. I'm still trying to pick myself up and continue to grow. But at the same time, I've learned a lot from being out in New Zealand. I've learned a lot about myself. I had a fantastic experience. But now it's about how I can kind of mold that into this England setup and put myself in the best position to really go for it and go for Commonwealth Games and be a viable option for Tracy.
It's nice to see as well she's involved as part of the side, and even her England future Josie Huggle had a great debut, and I just wondered how she's going to be reacting now that she's getting proper call-ups, maybe just an extra boost.
Yeah, boost is the right word actually. It's nice not just for your ego but just for all that hard work, the training, everything you put in. It's nice to be recognised for that by the selection, so really good for Josie, and she obviously was incredible with Wasps, so well deserved.
We heard from Nat Haythornwaite last week, and I should also ask her about these Malawi games and just wondered how she thought England chances were.
I had a little taste playing against Malawi out in the Fast Five competition, and I just thought they were a really great side. They've got good flair about them. I've never played against them in a seven-a-side tournament, but I think it's just really exciting that getting them over here, having three tests against them for England, yeah, I think it'll be really exciting, and I'm excited to see what they can do as well.
Well, we will be there for the games, so we'll be bringing you all the reaction, all of the latest with it. I'll be at the one on Wednesday night, which is going to be in Birmingham. Big up any Midlanders out there. If I could say it properly, that would help. But yeah, there might be a slight delay in the podcast to bring the most of the reaction. So we're looking at Thursday or Friday next week, but make sure you tune in. So just to remind you, the matches take place as follows. Copper Box this Friday, then Sunday, and then Genting in Birmingham on Wednesday. So really good, well-packed week or so of international netball. We're really lucky.
It's nice to see as well the games in January are already sold out, with the only tickets remaining for the game against Australia on the 22nd of Jan. So even into the new year, incredible, just incredible support for our Roses.
Very true. I think it might be the first set of matches that have been sold out for a while for England. I could be wrong on that, but it's the fact that it's after Christmas, people are probably getting them as Christmas presents, and also it's the quad series, so to have the top four teams in the world battling out, it's such a great opportunity for fans to be able to see them play.
Joe Tripp has made the move from Lightning to Storm, teaming up with Tanya Hoffman again after the recent appearance in the Duck Egg at Fast Five. She told me more about the decision to move and reflected on her time at Lightning.
This will be my third year. I've played 2 years previously for Loughborough Lightning, and even from my first year with Loughborough to my second year, there was immense changes in the league, and I think the demands of netball over here are increasing, and we are going... you know, the strength and conditioning and the other stuff involved with netball as it becomes more semi-professional over here are huge.
Your time at Lightning was pretty special. I mean, special group of players?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we had a lot of English internationals in the first year, and that was, you know, amazing learning off such experienced players and playing with the likes of Jay Clark and Sasha Kadeen and Arma. But then this season just being... it was incredible. We kind of brought what we'd learnt that year, combined with friendship, combined with everyone being in the same area, working towards the same goal. And I think with Loughborough Lightning, it was all just about hard work, determination, and solid friendships on and off court.
People like Nat Panagari as well. It probably didn't surprise you when she finally got that Roses call up.
Oh, absolutely not. I think she's the most undervalued player in this league, and I always have. From the moment I touched down and met her in, I think, November 2015, I said to her, "You're going to make the Roses, and if they don't take you, they're stupid." So, absolutely, she's a good friend of mine and absolutely excited to see her there. She's one of the most incredible captains I've ever had, and at such a young age, I think that's just incredible for her.
How's Karen Lake as a coach?
Karen is brilliant. I feel like she's learned a lot over the last few years of being with her, and she demanded more of us definitely in the second year, and she brought the team together and trusted us and encouraged us to be better netballers and work hard, her work ethic, and her, she's known for training hard, working hard on court, and she instilled that in us at Loughborough Lightning. So having her as a coach was incredible. She will be sadly missed.
If we rewind 2 years ago, you said something along the lines of, this year will be the one to watch for all Lightning fans. So can you repeat that with the word Storm inserted instead, please?
I can. Hey. After playing Fast Five and seeing these girls, training with these girls over the past couple of weeks that I've been back, we will be underdogs for sure, but this underdog has a big bite, and yeah, watch out for us.
So why Storm now? Do you just fancy another challenge?
Why not? Yeah, good question. So yeah, I am very much a player that does like a challenge. I love winning, obviously, but I also love helping build a team. I feel I've got quite good skills in terms of leading by example and helping build a team. The coach at Surrey Storm is my old coach, Tania Hoffman, who I think has coached me for 4 years and to numerous national titles back in New Zealand. So it just feels, you know, a little bit more with Karen moving on, and there's young players in Loughborough Lightning that deserve the chance to be on court and have worked hard over the past 2 years. And I think, you know, this year is a year for them to shine. And so for me, I kind of looked at a place a little bit closer to London, a little bit of a different lifestyle, different coaching, different players, different people. And yeah, so it's a challenge, but I love a good challenge. And yeah, we'll see how this one goes. It felt right. I used Fast Five to meet the girls and play with the girls that were going to, you know, some of them were going to be signed. And so, yeah, it wasn't set, but I was well on my way to making that final decision.
And there was great reaction on Twitter as well. Nat Panagari, ex-teammate, tweeted, "I cannot wait to see you smash it in blue next season, just not when you're up against us. You push me to be better." And Karen Atkinson tweeted, "Best of luck with your new adventure. It's been a pleasure working with you for the past 2 years." A couple of little newsy bits. Wales have obviously played Bath at Ebervale. Bath actually won the game 92-43, though the game was six lots of 15-minute quarters, and it's given Wales a chance to try lots of different options with their younger players. The team are obviously going to be playing Samoa as well on the 5th and 7th of December, so we'll hopefully be speaking to a couple of the players before that.
Sirens have confirmed that Kelly Boyle and Joe Petit will be joining the squad. They've been busy at the University of West Scotland for introductions to the rest of the squad, photo shoots, all that razzmatazz that goes on behind the scenes. And we have to say, Sarah Bayman, she's looking good in the black and red following her signing with Sirens as well.
I've got to say, Sophie Morgan, PT.com, I've been trying to get her on this week to find out more about the online fitness program she's just launched, and it's just finding the time to fit something in. And you know what? I think I might have to buy this £60 program and just tweet her the questions instead. Have a look online if it sounds of interest to you, all the high-intensity stuff. Online videos, so you don't need any equipment either. SophieMorganPT.com.
Yeah, really great to have a netballer doing fitness stuff as well, so really good to see that. Lightning have confirmed Vicky Oyosola, Peace and Rosie Harris, which is good to have them part of the squad again for 2018. And Thunder Day, Andy, you were very, very, very excited about this in one of the last podcasts. It was a huge success. It took place at the weekend. Karen Grieg announced details of teachers and coaches workshops, so you can check those out at manchesterthunder.co.uk, where you can see all the dates, times and a form to fill in with all of the info. So really, really good idea for them to be running something like that, and hopefully something that we'll see in the future as well.
We'd had a lot of comments online as well just to say that they'd love to see their club do something similar and maybe get two teams of players up against each other as well. It was yellows v pinks, and Karen took the yellows and ended up winning as well by about 5 or 6. So online, nice. She was pretty happy about that as well. It's just a chance to get to see your squad and the players that are going to be part of it as well.
And I know 100%.
I know that people met Thunderbear as well, which is always a good thing.
Always good for fans to have an opportunity to meet the squad, especially ahead of the season. It gets that excitement going and, yeah, it gets everyone looking forward to the season.
It's been quite a good week as well. I had a tweet from Benicos Mavericks. Follow
right,
us
go on.
of the show, or know that we've been mentioning it, whether or not there was any beard oil samples about? Well, friend of the show, Karen Bailey, if you haven't heard that, she was on last week and she was absolutely amazing, by the way. But now I've got a hot flush again.
Turn the AC on quickly.
There was a tweet of her and Gabby Marshall just looking through the catalogue. And I asked her whether or not she could find any. She said she couldn't, but was asking whether or not I wanted some aloe vera hydration booster.
Oh, and do you? Is your skin dry, Andy? I mean, what issues do you have?
Well, none that I'm aware of. But then Gabby replied she could recommend the nail polish. So I'm like, cheers, Gabby. Thanks for that. It's a good job we rate them, isn't it?
That is true.
Oh, there was one other piece of news before we finished this bit. And you kept it pretty quiet from me as well.
Oh, no. What is it?
Player of the match.
Oh, Andy.
Busted.
So I got player of the match at the weekend for a team that I play for. It's not even a big deal. It's literally just like a casual league thing. But I normally play centre and I was playing goal attack and was shooting in long bombs. It was like I was in Fast Five tournament, like just, and I could get, you know, 5-point shots, which obviously wasn't the case, but still was shooting them in, getting them in. It was such a good feeling. And I forgot how much of a glory position goal shooter is because people were cheering from the sideline and they never do that when I play centre. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And did you get a medal or was it just, was it like a proper Mizuno medal or was it just a...
I think the way they do it in my league is that you, if you get the most over the season, you get a medal, a trophy or something at the end. But no, nothing. But you know, the satisfaction, that was well worth it.
Just one of those things. Oh, well, well done from me.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Elsewhere at Storm, Emily Nemeth is going to be the new Pathway head coach.
It was a very steep learning curve. I think when the Super League started and Surrey Storm came from what was Brunel Hurricanes, we were sort of the pioneers of the day. You know,
Still are.
Well, it was kind of setting that tone, trying to professionalise sport and really commercialise it and make people know that we weren't there to mess around. It was exciting. It was amazing.
New franchise, obviously, management, everything on and off the court. A really special group of players as well at that time.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, Mary Beardwood is amazing, full stop. And her and Jason Harborough, who was the CEO at the time, had a really clear vision, and that was that they would bring together this amazing group of players who all had the similar mentality that the sport needed commercialising and really marketing properly and doing the best by it. And it was amazing to be part of it on those days. I mean, those players, I mean, most of them now are still really good friends of mine. It was a family, still is. It really was a great way to start that franchise.
It's nice as well that a lot of them are still in the league.
Yeah, and if they're not, then they're sort of doing an amazing job on the other side of the world. I think it sort of goes to show, you know, Sonia Jeeva, still absolute pillars of netball over in Australia. And they are, they're legends, living legends.
Speaking about the other side of the world, you've also spent time over there. So in a way, is it like players, when you get the call to go abroad, is it almost too good to turn down?
Kind of, yeah. My now husband and I sort of made the decision to take a backpack and book a one-way flight to Perth in Australia and see what happened. And I was embraced by the netball community over there as I was here and offered sponsorships while I worked for West Coast Fever and Netball WA. So yeah, it was a once-in-a-lifetime, absolutely amazing opportunity and I loved every single second of it.
How have you seen the league over there and now obviously over here as well? What are we getting there slowly? Are we making good progress?
I think we're making progress. I get asked this an awful lot, as I'm sure you can imagine, coaching and then professionally. No. The answer revolves as well. I think the respect that netball has in Australia is another level. There's such a tiny, tiny percentage of women and girls who haven't played netball that the expectation is, of course, that their sport would be on the telly or it's on the back page of the paper or it's on the radio. It's just life. I mean, it's still a battle over there to compete with the male-dominated sports. But when you've got women netballers being stopped in supermarkets for autographs and you've got netballers fronting pasta campaigns on the telly and all that. It is ahead of the game, but we're getting there. I think we are continually driving the sport. I mean, you've got people, I mean, Tamsin Greenway's a really good friend of mine. I think she's done wonders for the sport here in professionalising it, commercialising it. And she was, you know, big old face when she was out in Oz as well.
What did you make of Storm last year? Did you see much of them?
I did. I was actually, I selected for the senior team last year. So when I got back from Oz, sort of just made sure everyone knew I was still around and was here and about. I think Tanya is a brilliant coach, full stop. I think, obviously, it was a new beginning. It was a new start. The signings that were brought in were really good. And I think it was a really good breakthrough year for your Katie Holland and your Georges and your Mickeys, who have been there for an awful long time and sort of might have still seen themselves as learning and the ones that were doing the sort of the backup work. But no, they've pulled it out.
And having those two back-to-back titles as well, it's always something to be proud of while ago.
And that's it. No one can take that away from us. Like, I mean, Storm's re-evolving. And I think that's the best thing about an awful lot of these franchises. And we welcome people watching it and people waiting to see what happens, because that's what we do as people. It's what we do as athletes, what we do as coaches. You have to constantly evolve and try and change up what you're doing. But no, going and having two back-to-back titles, no one's ever going to take that away from you, whether you're part of it now or part of it then. Tanya's building a really exciting team, and the girls that are there are working so hard, and they look brilliant. I know my 21s, who we put together the last couple of weeks, they've been sort of training against them the last few sessions, and it's a formidable group.
Pathway, and your role is obviously going to be a huge selection of franchises in the future.
Yeah.
Have you got a good plan in place? Are you confident with how it's going to evolve?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm a really big believer on life is life. And I think a lot of the problem people find, I say problem in inverted commas, but the thing people find with netball is uni draws you to a different direction, or school or jobs or life or travel. And I think you have to build netballers who are going to adapt to that. I think if you look at the amount of Surrey Storm bred netballers that are playing in the Super League at the moment, I mean, there's a huge amount.
Yeah.
And they might well have moved away from the region and played somewhere else, or they might well have stayed. But that is the job. Surely it's making netballers to be the best they possibly can be, in the hope that if they go away and then come back, or you're just helping them reach their maximum potential. That's the bit that excites me, is trying to get some more girls in red dresses from this part of the country.
Storm last season was obviously building, and I would expect that something similar would be taking place next year, building on what they had last year, and then improving as and when can only drive the franchise forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look at, you know, the NPL champions last year, the 21s last year were really strong. We've got quite a lot of young athletes, even within the age groups, who are absolutely phenomenal. I think that's the best thing, is that we are just building blocks towards the future. You know, Tanya has a really good core from last year, and it's just going to continue to grow. I think that's the feel. Everyone's just in it for the long run, in terms of getting the best out of each other.
And Emily's had a great week too, because she's won Coach of the Year in the Surrey Sports Awards. Sasha, you've been busy back in the Stars training camp, and you spoke to Laura Rudland.
Pre-season's been really tough physically, actually, but I'm really enjoying it. It's obviously a new group of players, and it's intense, but I think it needs to be intense. So it's been really good. I've enjoyed it so far.
And obviously, moving from Bath, what were the main factors in that decision for you to come here?
I'm not really too sure. I think every now and again it's quite good to have a change, and I thought that the coaching team was something that I could really benefit from here, and just playing with a new group of players. I moved into a new job, so it was more easily accessible to travel up this way as well.
Was it kind of reassuring to be moving with some of the other girls from Bath? Because I feel like it's quite unusual normally to see so many players go from one franchise to another, but what's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. I didn't actually realise at the time when I was making the decision that a couple of the other girls were moving as well, so it was obviously nice to come and start a new training and see familiar faces.
And what do you make of the signings across the squad as a whole? Obviously, you've got the South African girls coming in as well. And what will it be like for you to be playing with them?
I think it's really exciting. We had them over at the very beginning of pre-season. They're really, really lovely girls and they're obviously really talented. So it'll be good to watch them, obviously, when they're doing their international stuff and then have them back for the season.
And how tough is the competition for places in the squad at the moment?
I think it's tough. Everyone offers something different, which is actually really exciting. But I think competition is so important in squads. It gives the coaches different style of players. And actually, the stronger we all are, then the stronger our team will be, which is actually really exciting for all of us.
And what about signings for other franchises? Have any of them caught your eye?
I've been actually quite surprised. I think there's been quite a lot of movement this year, which wasn't really known about. Sometimes you hear things on the grapevine before they come out, but actually I haven't heard too much and then I've been surprised by some of the movement. But I think it's really good, and actually I think sometimes people that stay at clubs for ages, like, it is just nice to move, and you don't move for any bad reasons, but it's just good to get a new group of players and new coaching team sometimes.
And which of those signings surprised you then?
I was surprised to see Gabby Marshall move to Mavericks, but I just think because obviously everyone knows her as a Thunder player, but I think it's also really exciting for all the different teams. Everyone's got strength and everyone's got good new overseas signings as well.
I suppose talking about Gabby, I'm looking forward to seeing her play with Sasha, but out of the girls that you'll be playing with here, is there anyone in particular that you're looking forward to working with on court?
I'm really looking forward to working with Ellie, actually, in the shooting circle. I think she's a very different shooter. She offers both holding and movement, which is actually quite exciting. And I think she's got a great hold on, so I'm excited to be able to feed her from outside and play with her in more of a rotating circle as well.
And with all of the movement, do you think that where teams will come is less predictable than it may have been in previous seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always good to be able to mix up your game a little bit. I think sometimes if you're just matching height for height, then it just gets a little bit readable and maybe predictable, but it'll be good to be able to mix up and do a little bit of both.
Perfect. And what do you anticipate being the biggest challenges, I guess, for the season coming?
I think kind of it's the unknown with teams. As people have got new players, etc., I think a lot of teams will look quite different to what they have last year. So just learning, I guess, the style of how each team are playing and kind of counteracting what they're doing.
Right, that should be it for this show. Remember, next week, probably going to be about Thursday or Friday by the time we get reaction, and I know that you'll bear with us as we bring you that. Any comments or thoughts at the Netball Show?
And you can also follow us on Audioboom or Twitter or go to our website, thenetballshow.co.uk. There are so many ways to get in touch and we love to hear from you. And obviously we enjoy chatting about what people say, so do get in touch.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
Chris Kett here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
That episode of the Netball Show was brought to you by the new Western Park Blades mugs. Well worth a pound and a great cuppa.